Morning and welcome to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We are grateful for your presence, all of you who are with us in person, and those of you who are joining us online. Myself, Kim, Mary, and Pastor Jennifer are just back from the Synod Assembly, and it went very, very well, and I am delighted to share with you that the North Carolina Synod has its first female bishop, Bishop-elect Emily Hartner. I am so thankful and excited, and I think that God will use her significantly to lead our church. While we were at the Synod Assembly, one of the things that they do is they recognize significant numbers of years for clergy who have been serving. And our very own Pastor Jennifer was recognized for 25 years of gospel ministry this year. We are so grateful that you are a part of our church family, Jennifer.
He died.
Oh, was it 35?
Yeah.
And Pastor Keith Dye was celebrated for 35 years in gospel ministry. Kim got to get a picture with him, with Pastor Linda Fulton, with Pastor Matt.
And Pastor Constance.
Oh, and Pastor Constance. So Kim made the rounds at Synod Assembly. All right, this Thursday is the first Thursday of the month. That means that we will be having Bible study. It will be at my house out on my porch, and so if you are interested in coming to that, let me know, and I can give you my address and directions. Next Sunday is Pentecost Sunday. So today and the next two Sundays are three of the highest and holiest of days in our church year. Today we're celebrating the Ascension of Jesus, next Sunday Pentecost, and the following Sunday, Holy Trinity Sunday. I love these Sundays, but wanted to remind you that if you want to wear red next Sunday for Pentecost, that's always kind of a fun thing that we do together. We have a prayer shawl this morning. This is for Marshall Michael, who is Marshall Brown's son-in-law. So connected family of the Davis, with the Davises. He fell and broke his femur. He's had surgery but is doing well, but we'll bless this for his recovery. God, we give you thanks for our prayer shawl ministry, for those who give the gift of yarn, and for those who give the gift of their time and energy as they crochet these prayer shawls. We ask that you would be with Marshall as he continues to recover and get mobility back, that you would bless this prayer shawl, that as he feels the weight of it upon his legs or around his shoulders, that he would feel the weight of our love for him here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. In Jesus' name, amen. We have a few birthdays this week. Carrie Fritz, Angie Varner, Tracy Everhart, and McKenna Hedrick. Celebrating their anniversary, Lindsay and Trent Lutz, and Jana and Bobby Waitman. And remembering her baptism this week, Karen Beck. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. Thank you. as you are able. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the one who was, who is, and who is to come. Amen. Baptized into Christ's death and resurrection, and called to live the baptized life, let us give thanks for the gifts of baptism. Holy God, we give you thanks for the waters of baptism, waters that make a people your own, that restore to wholeness, and empower us to be witnesses in your name. Baptized into you, O living one, make us one as you are one. We give you thanks for the waters of baptism, waters that strengthen believers and give new life to beloved servants of your church. Waters that extend your boundless love and cross barriers of our own making. Baptized into you, O living one, make us one as you are one. We give you thanks for the waters of baptism, waters that open the hearts of believers and give a voice in the night to those in captivity. Waters that set your people on a new path, rejoicing in the Spirit's power. Baptized into you, O living one, make us one as you are one. Grant us grace, love, and life, O living one, that our every day is shaped by these waters. We ask this in the name of Jesus, the crucified and risen one. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you. This is the feast of the
Let us pray. Almighty God, your only Son was taken into the heavens and in your presence intercedes for us. Receive us and our prayers for all the world, and in the end, bring everything into your glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Sovereign and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. And one who once came forward for the children's messages, Taylor Fritz. And let's gather around the font, because this is where God makes us a family. Good morning, Kate. Good morning, Cameron. We got some water in the font if you want to make a cross on your forehead. So this morning for our children's sermon, I thought I would have you help me to pray for Taylor, because once upon a time, she used to be young like you and would come forward and sit on the steps for children's messages. And in her baptism, our congregation made promises to pray for her and care for her. And we've watched her grow up, and part of growing up means that we get to celebrate big things with you. And so Taylor just graduated from college, and we want to celebrate that with her. We're actually celebrating 3 graduations this morning, but Taylor was the only one who could be with us in person. Cypress Bryant, who was baptized in this congregation, graduated from high school in January. Cypress is a vital member of our youth group, been to every single meeting, and has developed relationships with our youth. We're going to miss Cypress as they go to the SCAD, the South Savannah College of Art and Design, to study illustration. And then Sarah Grace Jolly couldn't be here this morning because she is an ICU nurse, and she works overnights on the weekends. And so she said she could have come, but she might not have stayed awake, and maybe she wouldn't have been too happy because she would be so tired. But Sarah Grace graduated from Western Carolina University with a Bachelor's of Science in Nursing, and she will continue to work in the ICU. But we're celebrating Taylor, who just graduated from East Carolina University with a degree in public health, and she plans on going into medical sales. And so I thought we'd gather around the font, because like I said, this is where God makes us all into a church family. And part of what we do is we promise to pray for each other. And sometimes when we pray for people specifically in the church, we lay hands on them. So if you are comfortable, maybe you can put your hand on Taylor's arm. Trevor's gonna come over here, looks like. Or you can put your hand on her back, and we're gonna say a prayer for her. God, we give you thanks that you author all of our days, and that our names are written in your book of life. We give you thanks for all 3 of our graduates, that they are a part of our family through the gift of baptism. And we ask that you would bless each of them as they make their way into the next season of their lives. Bless Cypress, bless Sarah Grace, and bless Taylor. Holy Spirit, continue to lead them and guide them, that they may continue to love and care for you, for all of your creation and the world that you made. Help them to remember that they go forth with the love and prayers of their Holly Grove Church family. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And sometimes we have a reception for our grads. But as you can imagine, it might be hard to be the only person at a reception. And so we also offered to Taylor that we would send a cake home with her, and she decided that that's what she wanted to do. So Taylor, your cake is in the fridge to stay cold, and we also have a cake in there for Sarah Grace. Thank you for coming up this morning. Bless you. And you can now go to Children's Church with Tina, because in a couple of weeks, our children are going to provide our offertory with the handbells, and so they're going to go practice this morning.
first reading for today comes from the first chapter of Acts. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 24th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus said to them, These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. And while he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple, blessing God. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and Mother, and our risen and ascended Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I went to the store this week to buy a card for my mom for our happy day. That's what we call the day when we met one another. Most children meet their parents on their birthdays, but I met my mom on June 1st, 2007, 18 years ago today. And so I was at the grocery store looking for a card for Happy Day, and I noticed that yet again, another year, there was not one greeting card for Ascension Day. Not one. Now, mind you, I wasn't surprised in the least that this was the case, but it makes my point that the ascension of our Lord, the very thing we celebrate today, is one of those days that ranks really low on our list of holidays. Interestingly enough, we get the word holiday from Holy Day, which is why in worship we only celebrate holy days, not all holidays, but holy days. And let's face it, as far as holy days are considered, Ascension just isn't the same as Easter or Christmas. And it doesn't help that Ascension falls on Thursday, 40 days after Easter. Because let's face it, if we didn't choose to observe it on the Sunday after, like we're doing today, this holy day would be even more obscure than it already is. But the Ascension of our Lord is one of the six highest festival or holy days of the church year. Christmas, Epiphany, Easter, Ascension, Pentecost, Holy Trinity. But most places, Ascension Day barely gets a passing nod, even in churches. Did any of you know this past Thursday was Ascension Day? Did you celebrate it and have family over for a special meal? No. In fact, even at the assembly, we didn't really talk about it. I actually feel really bad for Ascension Day. It's such a special day, and it doesn't really matter to people. But to the first and earliest Christians, the Ascension was a significant enough of an event, and it was so important that they included it in their creeds. Right? Each week, whether we say the Apostles' Creed or the Nicene Creed, we say that we believe that Jesus ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God. Every week, it's part of our great Thanksgiving when we have communion. We say, remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming again in glory. And in fact, Ascension Day was one of the first holy days to be commemorated in the early church, centuries even before Christmas. So what do we even celebrate on this festival day, this holy day of the Ascension of our Lord? Do you hear the handbells? They're having a good time, aren't they? Well, in today's gospel lesson and in the passage that Tony read from Acts, we read that following his resurrection, Jesus, the risen Christ, spent 40 days with his followers before he ascended into heaven. Right? We believe this is true. We say it each week in those creeds. And it is important, but why is it important? The spoiler is it is important for both how we live out our faith and why we live out our faith. The risen Christ spent 40 days helping his disciples and his followers recover and heal from the trauma they endured after witnessing their beloved teacher and friend be brutally killed. And much like an intensive class, Jesus spent 40 days preparing them for when he would return to God, to the other two members of the Trinity. Yes, Jesus had spent 3 years with his disciples, but during these 40 days, he helped them to reinterpret everything that they had seen and heard and experienced through the lens of his death and resurrection. And based on one of the questions that we hear them asking this morning, I'm not sure they understood what Jesus had been teaching them, let alone that he was going to be leaving them. Right? They said, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom? They were eager. And they were so focused on what Jesus was doing that I think if Jesus had stayed around longer, they would have continued to follow him around. Where are you going, Jesus? What are you doing? What does this mean? It's clear that they were anxiously awaiting for Jesus to restore the kingdom, to bring the kingdom that he had been talking about. But instead of Jesus doing this himself with his physical body, his physical body ascended into heaven. And then he sent his Holy Spirit so that his disciples, his followers, could be his body in the world. And so that his disciples could carry on his ministry in his name. Right? Jesus has two bodies, his physical human body, which is now with God, and us, the church. We are his body, and we are called to be witnesses to the ends of the earth of the transforming power of God's love and mercy and grace and forgiveness. And with the Holy Spirit, we are called to transform the world with God's love. Right? This is how Jesus is restoring the kingdom. Yes, he's doing it with his body, but he's doing it with his body, the church, with all of God's people who are called to, with our lives and our love, to help bring God's kingdom even more on earth as it is in heaven. There's a song on the radio that talks about all of these awful and hard things that are happening in the world. And the perspective of the person singing the song is that God's not doing anything about it. Where is God? God, why aren't you doing anything? And the refrain is that God is doing something. That God created us. This is what God did to help the world, to help creation, to help humanity. God created us and sends us out into the world to be God's hands, to be God's feet, for our lives to do God's work of mending the world with God's love. This call is given to us in our baptism, and we are to spend our whole lives fulfilling it. Right? If you remember, when someone is baptized, they're welcomed with these words: "We welcome you into the body of Christ and into the mission we share, to give thanks and praise to God and to bear God's creative and redeeming love to all the world." This is what the body of Christ does. Bears God's creative and redeeming love to all the world. It's a big call, but God has given us everything we need in the gift of the Holy Spirit, whose coming and whose presence in our lives and in the world we will celebrate next Sunday. The body of Christ is to be sent out. We are to be a sent out people. Each Sunday we come to worship after being sent out the week before and after living out this call all week long. We gather in the name of the Triune God to give thanks and praise to God, to pray, to hear God's word, and to be fed and nourished and transformed so that we can be sent out again. Sent out in the name of the Triune God into the world that God so loves to carry on and do the ministry of Jesus. Dear ones, the ascension reminds us that following Jesus doesn't mean we stand in one place looking up to heaven. It reminds us that we don't isolate ourselves and we don't wait out the whole week in the sanctuary or in worship. The ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ reminds us that we are called into worship, that we are called into the body of Christ so that we can be sent out. Sent out forgiven, fed and nourished, we go from this place each week in peace to love and serve the Lord. May God bless us with the strength and humility, grace and courage to carry on the ministry of our risen and ascended Lord Jesus Christ by bearing his creative and redeeming love to all the world. Amen.
Living together in hope and trust, let us confess our faith together. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. God of resurrection and new life, we come before you in prayer for the church, the world, and all who are in need. God of empowerment, you have blessed the church with art, poetry, and music. Inspire leaders and congregations to seek more ways to be your creative hands and feet on earth. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. God of abundance, your love can be seen in each plant, each creature, and every landscape. Nurture crops as they develop. Protect new animal life. Restore habitats destroyed by natural disaster or human neglect. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. God of the nations, you are enthroned above all. Bring an end to divisions that break down the human family. Enable cooperation between governments and international organizations to pursue peace and equity and justice. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of compassion, you console all who are hurting. Help us recognize the deep hurts of grief, loneliness, broken relationships, and trauma in our midst. Guide us in caring for one another, especially Paul and Carolina, Bobby and Jana, John, Janine, Rosala, Eddie, Pam, Bob, Dottie, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we now name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of change, you promised to be with your disciples as they faced an unknown future. Amid graduations and other transitions, sustain your people with your presence and love. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of new life and new things, we give you thanks that you have made us your body in this world, and that means we are also connected to the body of Christ in the North Carolina Synod and in the ELCA. We give you thanks for all the business and work done on your behalf at our Synod Assembly, and we give you thanks that you are doing a new thing, Holy Spirit, that you are breathing anew into our Synod as we have elected Emily Hartner as our new bishop. May her ministry and witness further your kingdom on earth, and may all of the little children, especially girls, who see her serving as bishop, know that their gender does not matter when it comes to the gifts that you give them, and that they can do anything to serve you and your kingdom. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great.
God of life, we give you thanks for the lives and examples of our beloved siblings in Christ. Nourish and deepen our shared faith in your promises. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We commend these and all our prayers to you, O God, trusting that you are always with us. In the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to share the peace of Christ with one another. Peace, sister. Oh, I love that. Peace be with you, Judy. Since this is the first Sunday of the month, we will be taking up our basket offering after the regular offering. This month, our basket offering is going to Crisis Ministry.
Let us pray together. Risen One, you have gathered us around your table of grace, along with these gifts we bring. Come among us again, breathe your life into us, and enliven us with this meal, that we may live as your risen body in the world.
Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, who enthroned forever at your right hand, intercedes for us as our great high priest. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed are you, O God of the universe. Your mercy is everlasting, and your faithfulness endures from age to age. Praise to you for creating the heavens and the earth. Praise to you for saving the earth from the waters of the flood. Praise to you for bringing the Israelites safely through the sea. Praise to you for leading your people through the wilderness to the land of milk and honey. Praise to you for the words and deeds of Jesus, your anointed one. Praise to you for the death and resurrection of Christ. Praise to you for your Spirit poured out on all nations. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and this cup, we remember our Lord's Passover from death to life as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. O God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and wine. Bless this feast. Grace our table with your presence. Come, Holy Spirit, reveal yourself to us in the breaking of the bread. Raise us up as the body of Christ for the world. Breathe new life into us. Send us forth burning with justice, peace, and love. Come, Holy Spirit, with your holy ones of all times and places, with the earth and all its creatures, with the sun and moon and stars, we praise you, O God, blessed and holy Trinity, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The risen Christ is made known to us in the breaking of bread. Come and eat at God's table. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray together. Living one, in this feast you have made yourself known to us. Send us now to tell of your wonders, sing of your glory, and proclaim your risen life to a wounded and weary world. Amen.
The triune God, who was, who is, and who is to come, sovereign Spirit and Savior, light your way with resurrection dawn, this day and always. Amen.
Let us say our mission statement together. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world.
Peace. Share the good news. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God.